You're listening to Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, featuring Gary Bauer, Senior Vice President of Public Policy at the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute. And now, here's Gary.
Hello, everyone. This is Gary Bauer, Senior Vice President for Public Policy at the James Dobson Family Institute. Welcome to our weekly podcast, Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom. I'm glad you're with us. Be here every week, and be sure to tell your friends and family about it. Well, this week, I'd like to talk about a number of things, sort of a hodgepodge of issues taking place around the country that paint a picture of the war we are in for moral values, for Judeo-Christian values, for common sense, and also just for reality, for crying out loud. I think I'd like to begin with a Planned Parenthood video that was just released, another one of their educational videos aimed at our kids. It's called What is Virginity? At the beginning of the video, you see a woman who is apparently a teacher in a classroom. The word virginity is written in capital letters on the blackboard in the classroom. And let me just play what she says to begin this quote-unquote educational video.
Virginity. What is it? And what's the big deal about losing it? Let me cut to the chase. Virginity is a completely made-up concept. It's a term that was created simply to control and shame people, mainly women.
Well, believe it or not, folks, this video goes downhill from there. It really isn't worth it for me to play it for you. It probably will turn your stomach. If you're preparing to have the talk with your son or daughter about love and sex, you can skip this Planned Parenthood mess. It's not so subtle message breaks down to sex is no big deal, just do it. And by the way, to them, virginity is no big deal either. I don't have to remind you that we have plenty of educational material at JDFI on how to talk to your children about love and sex. Now, I know you know that Planned Parenthood makes a lot of money aborting babies, and many of those babies are conceived because of casual sex. Virginity is not good for Planned Parenthood's business. They are major proponents of distributing contraceptive pills and devices at younger and younger ages in our public schools. They and their allies don't think abortion's a big deal either. They actually call it health care, even though every abortion results in the death of one of the two patients. This is a group that promotes the idea that a preborn baby is also a made-up concept, like virginity, meant to control and shame women. Actually, we're a little surprised that Planned Parenthood repeatedly even refers to women in their video. Don't they realize they risk offending their trans allies who claim the definition of a woman is very complicated and can only be fully understood if you majored in biology? This is the same crowd that's telling us men can get pregnant and that other men have monthly periods. I wonder how many men have gotten abortions at Planned Parenthood clinics. The answer is zero. Of course, men can't get pregnant, and men don't have monthly periods. And any organization that claims that they can shouldn't be educating your children and mine about what virginity is, or love and sex, or anything else that matters. These Planned Parenthood experts should not be allowed anywhere near your children or grandchildren. They specialize in lies and misinformation that destroys people, mainly women and children. Well, let's move on from Planned Parenthood's war on virginity. You know, there are actual wars and threats of war all over the world. Some experts think, God forbid, we're headed toward a third world war. The folks at Biden's State Department are really busy. There are crises in Europe, the Middle East, Asia, and Africa. The diplomats are burning the midnight oil. Literally, if you drive by the State Department at night right now, the lights are on, just as they are at the Pentagon. But with all of this stuff going on, all of the dangers, all of the challenges, Secretary of State Blinken found the time to issue a memo instructing employees on what pronouns they can use and how they must refer to men and women. The theme of this memo was respecting other people's gender identity, which they defined as someone's, quote, innermost concept of self as masculine, feminine, a blend of both, or neither. Well, so much for biological reality. According to Blinken, our Secretary of State, assuming someone's gender based on their name and appearance is problematic and sends a harmful and exclusionary message. He instructed the State Department's 77,000 employees to avoid gender-specific words like, wait for it, ladies and gentlemen, mother and father, husband and wife. State Department employees were told to identify their preferred pronouns in emails and at the beginning of meetings. So the next time, if you're at the State Department, you get on a Zoom call, you're supposed to tell people what your preferred pronouns are to avoid any misunderstandings. It's even more complicated than that. The memo also says that gender identity is fluid. So if someone wants to be called he on Monday, you can't assume it will be the same pronoun on Tuesday. Now, wait a minute. Can everybody out there raise your hand if you know someone that on Monday is a woman and on Tuesday is a man and on Wednesday it's a they? This is ridiculous. But your tax money and serious people with serious jobs are wasting their time on this crazy ideology, which is at war with common sense, with God's natural law, with sanity. Someone can feel differently and change genders at any time, according to these really bright people in the Biden administration? No, they can't. This is yet another demand of the LGBTQ movement. That's why it's being done. That movement was based on privacy and personal autonomy. Remember that? A movement that kept telling us, we just want to live our own lives. We don't want to do anything that impacts you. Just let us live our own lives. Well, listening to that argument, we eventually redefined marriage to accommodate that movement. But now it is redefining normalcy and dictating what language you must use. It's demanding that we deny reality and lie. We must never surrender to that demand. Well, let's see. Don't go to Planned Parenthood to find information on virginity. Don't go to the Biden administration to find out the correct use of pronouns. I'll close with a related issue that impacts your daughter and granddaughter, depending on the state you live in. In Massachusetts earlier this month, two high school girls' basketball teams faced off on the basketball court. Well, so far, so good. I used to love watching our son Zach play high school basketball. He was very good. I always grimaced when there were injuries, right? That's what a parent does. Unfortunately, three girls were significantly injured by the end of the first half of the game. The five remaining girls on the team told the coach they were afraid to keep playing and risk getting seriously injured themselves. So the team had to forfeit the game. Now, why was this particular game so injury-prone, and why does it matter? Well, it turns out there was a boy on one of the teams who identified as a girl. This girl, who really is a boy, is 6 feet tall and has facial hair. He was playing very aggressively, as boys do, and knocking the girls down. Now, most women are physically weaker than most men. Virtually everybody in America used to agree that a man beating up a woman was wrong. It was immoral. But now the so-called progressive left, the same people who say the arc of history always bends toward justice, now defines justice as allowing boys and men to beat up girls and women in sports. All in the name of equity. This is outrageous, it's dangerous, it's unfair, and it must be stopped. Again, the demands of the LGBTQ movement are impacting us all in ways no one ever imagined. This isn't just about two people who love each other anymore, even though many Christians fell for that argument. It's redefining reality. It's denying basic biology. It's compelling people to lie and call a man a woman. Because of the radical left's insane demands, we now have pregnant men? What? We have Supreme Court justices who can't define what a woman is? Huh? We have men walking into women's bathrooms claiming they have a right to, because today I felt like a woman. We have boys and girls' athletics cheating them out of college scholarships and crushing their hopes and dreams. We have men and women's sports regularly breaking records previously set by actual women. And we have girls and women who are getting hurt on a regular basis. It is the result of radical leftist ideology, and Christians and our churches must resist it. Well, thanks for being with us again this week on Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom at the James Dobson Family Institute. I'm Gary Bauer. See you next week.
Subscribe to Gary Bauer's Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, where you find your favorite podcasts. Just hit the subscribe button to ensure you receive every episode.